As the South prepares for a possible hit from Hurricane Matthew, people in Haiti are assessing the death toll and damage the storm caused there this morning. Experts say the Category 4 hurricane was the worst Haiti has seen in decades. WNYC's Stephen Nesson visited a Haitian community in Brooklyn where people are struggling to get information about their loved ones.
Radio Soleil on Nostrand Avenue in Flatbush simulcasts radio from Haiti to the tri-state area. Station manager Rico Dupree has been monitoring the storm and breaks in occasionally to add his own information to the broadcast.
The whole night I was up, very limited sleep.
Dupree's cell phone and the station's phones are constantly ringing. He says he spent Monday telling everyone about the severity of the storm.
We were telling them to call Haiti and convince the people that this is serious. Please move, go.
He says the Haitian community in Brooklyn, which already sends remittances back home, will have to do more now.
There's going to be massive needs in everything. The prices of basic necessities are going to skyrocket. Understand the agricultural stock in the country have been devastated. The waters have brought everything with them.
Down the street from Radio Soleil is TAP Services, a one-stop shop for sending remittances and refilling phone plans in Haiti. They even help people do their taxes. Paul Nicholas runs TAP and says his office has been packed.
Tough day, really, and I heard the worst is yet to come.
He says many Haitians are having trouble getting through to the island.
This lady that came in, she told me she called about 10 people. Only one of them answered. And lucky that that person is alive and all.
That woman he spoke to was 47-year-old Marie Sennett. She owns a clothing shop a few doors down. She's from Lakai, the southern port city hit hard by the storm.
We have the phone number here.
A few people from her hometown are gathered around, listening to Haitian radio on a cell phone. She finally got through to a friend in Lakai. Her friend, Anthony Pirosan, translates.
She said the person she got contact with cannot go nowhere because the water is so strong, so nobody can go nowhere. They have to stay in the house and try to wait for a little.
Sennett and her friends will keep trying to reach out to their loved ones. They're adding money to the phone accounts in Haiti, although by now they figure everyone who's in the path of the storm has no power and can't use their phones. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.